Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale Monday, October 2nd, 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 300 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, 50 registered springbred heifers, 300 springbred heifers, and more will sell. Express Ranch's website's got complete information. Go to expressranches.com. You can check out the sale book, sell videos, and Angus and Hereford bull data. For more information, go to expressranches.com or call 800-664-3977.
Well, hog futures closed lower with nearby contracts suffering triple-digit losses. The cattle complex closed substantially higher Friday, supported by greater packer spending in the country and technical buying. Moderate trade volume did develop in most areas of feedlot country late Friday as producers responded to higher packer bids. Most of the business in our part of the country was around $108. Now, dress deals in the north primarily at about $170. Now, live cattle futures closed moderately to sharply higher, up 7 to $1.47. The board was well supported by news of greater packer spending for ready cattle. October and December was further supported by bull spreading and technical buying. On the feeder cattle, futures closed moderately higher, up 22 to about 67 cents. Feeder issues were well supported by strength in the live market and decent commercial buying interest. CME cash feeder index was about up 33 cents at 151.44. Now, corn and soybean prices barely nudged higher after a choppy day of trading on Thursday, but on Friday they grabbed moderate gains early in the day and never looked back. Meantime, winter wheat prices gave back most of the gains from Thursday, while spring wheat held on for a second straight day of higher prices. Wheat prices lost all of Thursday's winter wheat gains and then some from profit-taking in the wake of the Thursday one-month highs. December Chicago soft red futures fell about 3 cents, closing at 449.5. December Kansas City hard red winter wheat futures slipped about a quarter penny to close at 449.25. December Minneapolis spring wheat, on the other hand, kept up its current momentum by adding another 10.5 cents, closing at 635.5. Corn prices buoyed by good news and other grains and supported by chart-based buying and saw modest gains on Friday. December 2017 prices added 3.25 cents, closing at 353.5. And soybeans finished the week strong, up double digits to a six-week high after news of strong export sales continued to come in. We'll check all your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On the futures, October live cattle up 147 at 111.57. December up 122 at 117.42. October feeder cattle up 22 cents at 156.10. November up 80 cents at 157.62. October hogs down 162 at 55.70. December down 117, 56.52. Kansas City wheat, December up 3/4 at 450.25. March was up a half penny at 468. Chicago wheat, December down 3 cents at 449.5. In the March, down 2.5 at 469.5. December corn up 3.25 cents, 353.5. The March was up 3 cents at 366. November soy was up 13.5 at 984.25. January up 13.5 at 994.5. October cotton down 29, 68.80. December down 6 at 68.40. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.